We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance. I'm Mike Kelly. Really, really pleased about this week's guest. He is a long, long-term friend, and the guy who has been heading media relations, now known as Strategic Communications at the University of Missouri, our friend Chad Moeller, who is the primary contact for the Mizzou football team over the last, 20 years or so? How many years now, Chad?
Geez, it's been since Coach Pinkel's second season here, so that would be 2002 when I took over football. So it hasn't quite been 20 years. Sometimes it seems like it, maybe, but it's been a good run. But I definitely have been around Mizzou for a long time, much longer than just since 2002.
Yeah, of course. You're a Mizzou grad who hails from Lincoln, Nebraska, who spent some time at Baylor before coming back and returning to your alma mater. Chad, as you look at the industry overall, with the evolution of social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, etc., Facebook, just to mention a few, how has it changed your job over the last decade or so?
Oh, I think that the advent and proliferation of social media has changed our industry probably more so than about any other advancement, if you want to call it that. There are days when I think it's not much of an advancement for society, but that's another story. No, there's no question. It's been a huge game changer. And I think, like most people, it's kind of a give and take. It's such a great resource to keep tabs on what's going on out there and to help further promote your program and your kids and all their great achievements. But it definitely is invasive, and it creates a lot of scramble work, as I call it, that, when something gets out there that's could have absolutely 0% validity to it, you are forced to respond to that sometimes, unfortunately, and you do spend a lot of time doing that. But we try to, as it relates to our kids, our student athletes, try to help them understand how those things work and try to help them brand themselves in the most positive way possible whenever we do have that opportunity. So I think, we just try to look at it as an opportunity as much as possible and use it as a tool as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You came up in the industry under a guy by the name of Bob Brendel, who both of us still call a friend, now works for the Missouri Department of Transportation. But the one thing that you always knew about Bob Brendel is how much he loved the University of Missouri, and in particular, Mizzou Athletics, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, like you mentioned, I came here from out of state. I really didn't have any affinity for Mizzou when I came down here. I just, you know, wanted to go to journalism school because this was the best one around, and fortunate enough to get in. And, you know, just it took me a while to kind of learn that. But and I didn't get to start in the athletics until after I had already graduated, and Bob gave me my opportunity as a grad assistant in the fall of 1992. And yeah, I learned quickly how much this place meant to Bob, and you know, geez, I owe him everything, giving me my start and having faith in me to give me more and more responsibility as it went on, and you know, led to where I am today, certainly. But yeah, Bob's love for Mizzou, you know, that was one of the most evident things that you knew when you worked for him. And I think it's rubbed off on me. You know, I certainly didn't intend when I came down here as a bright-eyed freshman college student in the fall of 1987, I sure didn't see myself being a lifetime Mizzou Columbia native. But it's turned out that way, and I wouldn't want it any other way. It's, you know, I love this place, you know, just like Bob did, for all I'm worth, and hope to be here for a long time.
Yeah, met your wife in Columbia, and now, of course, you know, you and your wife, Sherry, reside in Columbia with your two daughters, and have one at the University of Missouri and one a budding golf star. We'll see where her career takes young Madison.
Yeah, and Sherry and I met at Fieldhouse, but we tell our girls it was the Hearn Center Fieldhouse. So I don't know if they understand the difference between those two. So
we'll... I think Miss Allison understands at this point in her life.
Yeah, unfortunately, she probably does.
You had a chance to work with Gary Pinkel when he first arrived, and we all remember, of course, when he arrived from Toledo, and very consistent in his messaging across the way, and this is how we're going to do things. This is the plan that I've learned how to build the program from Don James. It worked at Toledo under Coach James. It then worked at, you know, the University of Washington, and this is what we're going to do at the University of Missouri. I was asked recently about Gary's attributes and things, you know, as we all know, the all-time winningest coach at Missouri and a guy that restored credibility for Missouri football and picked up where Larry Smith had left off after, as I like to say with Coach Smith, giving Mizzou fans hope through 97 and 98. And then Coach Pinkel was able to build upon that when he came in. Here's the thing that, and I wonder if you would agree with me. I think the one thing that Gary Pinkel, Chad, doesn't get enough credit for is his unwillingness to take the answer no from administrators, from not only the director of athletics, but from those around the program, you know, when they would say, no, coach, it's not time to do this. No, coach, I don't think we can embark on this project. No, coach, I don't. His whole focus was singular in building this program, and he refused to accept the answer no. And I think that's one of the mainstays, one of the reasons why he's so successful. What do you think of that?
Oh, I could not agree more. You know, I think he took that attitude as a challenge to him that, okay, you're telling me no, you're telling me this can't be done. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to show you that it can be done. And, you know, I know that he used that with his teams over the years so many times. You know, all the barriers or hurdles or milestones that whatever you want to call them, that, you know, Mizzou hasn't done this since, you know, hasn't beat Nebraska since 1978, hasn't won in Lincoln since 1976, hasn't beat Kansas State since, you know, whenever, all these things, hasn't won in Boulder since, you know, the Truman administration, whatever it was. He would use those things, and he would, you know, specifically on the field, get his team behind that and help motivate them in that way. But you're right, even off the field, I saw daily, you know, like you said, the plan. He was very meticulous in his planning and the reasons behind his beliefs in the foundation of his program. But yeah, it was all centered around advancing things every day. And, you know, like you say, if he had an idea or somebody on his staff had an idea that they wanted to get something done, and they were told, no, don't think it can be done, they would find a way to get it done. And I agree. It's just that perseverance that, I think is an underrated quality that did help make him so successful.
Yeah, and even the little minute details. And I'll give you a story. I remember when we had a young basketball coach by the name of Quinn Snyder, and he had this event called the Quinn's Club Golf Tournament, which they held one in Kansas City and one in St. Louis. And Mike Alden, the director of athletics at the time, informed me that on a Monday, I needed to be in St. Louis for the Quinn's Club Golf Tournament, which means I was going to miss Gary Pinkel's Tiger Talk. At that point in time, I was working for the athletic department, and I remember going over to Matsey, where the football facilities and the weight room is housed, going over there, and I'm in the locker room getting ready to work out at noontime, and Coach Pinkel walks in, and he's just got this stern look on his face, and he just worked out, and I can tell when he sees me that he's not happy about something, and I said something to him, basically just a greeting, and he said, "Let me tell you something. If you're going to do my show, if you're going to be the host of this program, then you need to be there every week. And if you can't be there every week, then we're going to find a new host." And I looked at him and I said, "Thank you." And he says, "What do you mean, thank you?" I said, "You're the first coach that's ever cared if I'm there or not." but again, it was the consistency that if you weren't there, even in that little instance, the host of Tiger Talk, if you weren't there, that was a reflection on how others may view the program, that it's not important as it should be. And I came to respect that about him. And I know you've got a million stories like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that Gary, and it's probably similar with most all successful people, but he wants to be surrounded by people that care,
yeah,
and that he knows he can trust. And, that he knows every day are working to do everything they can to help advance the program in whatever their line of work is. And, I think that he rewards that. He rewarded that by, showing loyalty to those people that he knew he could trust. And I think that's, I guess I'm getting off on a tangent here, but, I think it's very, to use one of his words, remarkable, the continuity in his staff, all through his time here, and not just on his coaching staff, but all of the support people, the directors of all the levels of support. He had so little turnover in his time here. Right. And that's just, it's so rare in this day and age of, people moving on to bigger and better things. So I do think that was a very key reason for him being able to build something meaningful here is all of that continuity.
Yeah, and let's think about from a historical standpoint as we think about what Barry Odom has accomplished in just year two and the ability to take this program back to a bowl game in just his second season, and just the value of that from the essentially an entire extra spring practice now that the young guys will get because of bowl practices and the experience of playing postseason. It's really remarkable and historical, for him to do that just in year two at Missouri, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. You have to go back to the Warren Powers era to find the last Mizzou coach to get his team into a bowl game in the second season, taking over the program. So, every coach comes into a different situation. Certainly, the coaches that came after Coach Powers had different situations to deal with and various, challenges that were unique to probably their own situation. But yeah, I don't think there's any question that it's, this was an important year in Coach Odom's program. And I'd like to think that we'll look back many years from now on this year as being, the year that really drove home that he's the guy, he's the right guy. And, especially to do it the way that they did it. I tell you, you've been around a lot of football seasons, as have I. And, I get the question every so often, well, what's been your favorite team or what's been your favorite season? And I try really not to get into, picking a favorite per se, but I'll tell you, this is the darndest season I think I've ever been a part of, just from, how it's turned around and just so remarkably, you know, such a 180, you know, it's been said many times, and people are, this is not new information, but, you know, if we can win this bowl game against Texas, we'll be only the second team in the history of college football from the Power Five leagues to ever win 8 games in a season after starting 1-5. And that's just, to me, that's so remarkable. And, you know, the feeling that all of us, and even you, you know, you get up and down with results just like I do. And we try to stay level, but, you know, you kind of succumb to emotions sure. here and there as well. And, you know, the feeling that we all had after walking out of that stadium against Purdue and then losing, you know, to Auburn and a couple more, even though we started playing better, you know, it was just tough. It was so tough to be part of that, but you saw it coming, mm-hmm. you know, for those of us who are fortunate to be around the program every day and in practice, you saw it coming. And then you saw glimpses of it against Kentucky, you know, felt like you had a chance to win that one at the end, but the guys were just excited. You could see that there was confidence building, and then continued a little bit the next week against Georgia, obviously one of the best teams in the country. And then, you know, the schedule maybe lightened up a little bit, but the job that they did of just focusing on one game at a time, and it's cliched and it's boring, but that really worked with this team, and they found their mojo, I guess. And yeah, it's just, it's been fun to be a part of. So it's definitely been one of the more amazing seasons I've ever experienced.
Yeah, and speaking of amazing seasons, and I want to close with this. We saw the impact, we both did, that Brad Smith had on the Missouri program. We witnessed the impact that Chase Daniel and Blaine Gabbert had on the Missouri program, in particular Chase. And to think about what Drew Locke has accomplished this season, becoming the most prolific passer in terms of touchdown passes in a single season by any quarterback in the history of the great Southeastern Conference, to go into the bowl game with 43 touchdown passes and to have that distinction. I went up to him a couple of weeks ago at a basketball game when he came and joined us at halftime, and I basically just said, thank you. It was an honor to witness what you were able to accomplish this season. You know, historically, Chad, we've seen a lot of different things in our time, but this was one I think we'll remember for a long, long time.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in a way, I think it helps further solidify, you know, the fact that we are a legit program playing in what most people consider to be the best football conference in the country. And then certainly, I think that there's no question that helped put Drew on the national stage to lead the nation in touchdown passes like he has, and to do it in record-setting fashion. You know, has meant a lot for the profile of the program and for Drew certainly, and our offense. And I think it just helps further solidify that this is a great place to come and play football. And then, you know, we're in the middle of the first ever early recruiting period, and you know, we got a lot of wide receivers, very talented receivers, who signed on with us yesterday, and I think they want to be a part of this.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for your time. Continue the great work. Really, really appreciate your friendship, and I hope that you and Sherry and the girls have a very Merry Christmas in Houston.
Buddy boy, same to you and Lori and the girls. Can't wait to get connected down there. Sorry that I'm going to miss the Bragging Rights game. Was really looking forward to that, but at least it's for a good reason. So you go get us a win there, and we will meet up in Houston and try to get one more.
Well, enjoy your favorite beverage while you watch the game on Saturday evening.
That's a good suggestion. I might do that.
It's Chad Moeller, Missouri's Director of Strategic Communications, and also the main contact for Mizzou football. And, of course, you can hear him on Inside the Numbers on our pregame coverage of the Texas Bowl coming up on the 27th. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.